The Sheikh says, وَهُمْ أَحْلُ السَّعَادَةِ, and they are the people of happiness. وَهُوَ الْعَرْضَ الْيَسِيرُ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَيُقَرِّرُهُ اللَّهُ بِذُنُوبِهِ فَيُقَرِّرُهُ اللَّهُ بِذُنُوبِهِ حَتَّى إِذَا ظَنَّ الْعَبْدُ أَنَّهُ قَدْ حَلَقَ قال الله تعالى إني قد سترتها عليك في الدنيا وأنا سأسترها وأنا أسترها لك اليوم. That Allah Azza wa Jal will give them an easy reckoning. And that reckoning is that Allah would make them admit to their sins. Allah would show them their sins. You did this. You did that. You did that. You did that. Until the person would think that he's destroyed. But he's a believer. He had sins, he had faults, but he was a believer. He had iman. He's an individual that had faith in Allah Azza wa Jal. He's an individual that had obedience to Allah Azza wa Jal. But from time to time, this individual would have his faults. And Allah Azza wa Jal, and the individual would think that he's destroyed. But Allah Azza wa Jal would say, I concealed it for you in this life, and I would continue to do that on this day. I concealed it for you in this life and I will continue to do it for you on this day. Which there's a benefit from that. And that's a hadith. That's actually a hadith that the Shaykh is mentioning, rahmatullah alayh. That's actual hadith. It's in Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim. That Allah Azza wa Jalla would, you know, open the scrolls of the individual and the person would see their faults and their sins and their mistakes. And Allah Azza wa Jalla will mention, do you deny any of this? And I'm summarizing the hadith. Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions, will you deny any of this? And the person mentions, no. No, I don't deny any of it. It's true. I did this. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla would come close to the individual and says, I concealed it for you in that life, and I will conceal it for you this day. And the individual would enter into Jannah. The individual would enter into Jannah. And the scholars mention that one of the benefits of that hadith is that this type of individual was the type of individual that would not commit these sins openly. These sins were between them and Allah Azza wa Jalla. They did not spread their sins. They were not boastful about their sins. They had faults. They had mistakes. They wronged themselves. But they did it in private. They didn't do it openly for the world to see. Nor did they spread it. Nor did they publicize their sins. Which is something which is very common for people to do today. And how do the scholars derive that from the hadith? Where Allah says, I concealed it for you in this life, in the previous life, and I conceal it for you on this day. Because it wasn't something which was publicized. You have the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, where the Prophet ﷺ said that Allah Azza wa Jalla would forgive إِلَّا الْمُجَاهِرِينَ. Allah Azza wa Jalla would forgive everyone except the people that publicize. Except the people that publicize. And then the Prophet ﷺ said, and from publicizing your sins is that you commit a sin in private at night and you wake up in the morning informing people that you did it. You wake up in the morning informing people that you did it. And we know and we witness and all witness with the widespread and usage, the widespread usage of social media, it has become very common that people publicize their sins. People publicize their sins. Na'am. So this statement of the Shaykh rahmatullah alayh is an encouragement for the believers. One, not to sin. One, not to sin. And two, if a person does have a weakness and fall into something, don't spread it. Don't spread it. Don't publicize it. Keep it between you and Allah Azza wa Jalla and make tawbah. And that's another point before continuing. Yani, we know from the shurut of tawbah is that the individual, we know from the shurut of tawbah is that the individual regrets doing it and makes the firm intention never to return to it and does what he can to not to return to it. But if you put it on your Facebook account or your Instagram, the sin, and it stays there, but you make tawbah, you come to the masjid or in Ramadan, or whenever you raise your hand, you say, oh Allah, forgive me, oh Allah, forgive me. But then you take out your phone and you're looking at how many people like your sin. SubhanAllah, where's your intellect? You're looking at how many people like your sin. So you don't remove the post. You don't erase it. You're making Tawbah to Allah Azza wa Jal, supposedly, but then you're looking at how many people like your pictures of sin. That totally negates, my dear brother and sister, that totally negates all types of Tawbah. In fact, you're looking for people to like it. Now, then Allah...